This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Campaigning for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections along with single phase assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and first phase of assembly elections in Odisha ended last evening. Voting in the fourth phase will take place on Monday in 96 Lok Sabha constituencies spread over 9 states and a union territory. Simultaneously, legislative assembly elections for all 175 seats of Andhra Pradesh and 28 out of 147 seats of Odisha will also be held on Monday. Top leaders of several political parties held back-to-back rallies to seek support in favour of their party candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed rallies at Kandhamal, Balangir and Bargarh in Odisha yesterday. Mr. Modi also held a rally at Chhatra in Jharkhand. BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed a public meeting at Vikarabad in Telangana yesterday. BJP National President J.P. Nadda held a roadshow at Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a rally in Samastipur, Bihar yesterday. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi addressed a rally in Nandurbar district of North Maharashtra. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting at Kadapa Lok Sabha constituency in Andhra Pradesh. Senior RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav addressed a public meeting in Alinagar in Darbhanga. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will take part in public meetings in support of parties' candidates in the coming phases of Lok Sabha election today in West Bengal. He arrived in Kolkata last evening. Mr. Modi will address four public meetings today and participate in a public meeting at Jagat Dal of North 24 Parangas in support of parties' Barakpur candidate Arjun Singh. After that, he will participate in three public meetings at Panchala of Howrah, Chinsura and Purshura of Hooghly district. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar discussed the emerging landscape, its challenges and opportunities, and changing practices with Indian Foreign Service officer trainees. He attended the valedictory ceremony of the Indian Foreign Service officer trainees of 2023 batch and Bhutanese diplomats in New Delhi yesterday. He said that the officer trainees will help shape India's journey to Viksit Bharat. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has successfully tested the new liquid rocket engine manufactured through additive manufacturing technology. The test was successfully carried out on Friday at ISRO Propulsion Complex in Mahendragiri in Tamil Nadu. This new redesigned PS4 engine has brought down the number of parts from 14 to a single piece and eliminated 19 weld joints. This will significantly save on the raw material usage per engine, reduce metal powder from 565 kg to 13.7 kg and reduce the production time by 60%. In Uttarakhand, the portals of the famous Badrinath Shrine located in Chamoli district are opening this morning for devotees. Prior to the grand opening, the sacred site has been embellished with vibrant marigold flowers. The process of devotees reaching Badrinath Dham has already commenced. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over northwest, east, central and south peninsular India till Tuesday. It said, due to ongoing thunderstorm activity, the heatwave conditions prevailing over several parts of the country have abated and are unlikely to occur for the next 2 days. Aman Sehrawat has become the first Indian male wrestler to secure a quota place for the 2024 Paris Olympics Asian Championship. Asian champion Sehrawat secured a Paris quota in the men's 57-kilogram freestyle category at the World Wrestling Olympic Qualifiers in Istanbul, Turkey yesterday. Sehrawat beat Chong Song Han of Korea 12-2 in the semi-final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.